And in other news for air travelers, springtime was bargain season, but airfares are sneaking up. To tell us how much and why, we turned to airline analyst David Field. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, the last time we spoke with you, you were telling us about all the great airfares that could be had. Just a bit of hunting around on the web. That is still sometimes true, but what is happening? What's changing?
What's changing is that the major airlines have begun to push through a series of fare increases. There were two within 2 weeks in the middle and end of June. So you're talking about $20 to $40 on American, United, Delta, big airlines like that.
Well, what happened to get airlines to start moving up their fares?
I think the airlines believe that the incredible decline in demand has reached its bottom and it's starting to go up. Another factor is airlines basically are having a lot of trouble selling the front of the airplane, the so-called premium sections, first class and business class, to make up for that revenue drop-off, 44% worldwide in April. They had to turn somewhere, and it was leisure travelers who'd always had the lowest fares that are the target.
And fuel didn't have anything to do with it?
Fuel is certainly a factor because fuel is about twice as much as it was at the end of 2008.
Still, overall, these airline prices seem pretty reasonable.
Yes. Airfares domestically generally are about 15% below what they were in July of 2008. They're certainly, on average, nowhere near enough to give the airlines much hope of a profit this summer or this year. And you got to bear in mind that summer is the time when airlines make money. Summer is sort of like the weeks right after Thanksgiving is to retailers. You lose money all year. You make your money during that brief period. Even if you see profitable months this summer, it's nowhere near enough to make up for the losses they had during the winter and spring. It's nowhere near enough to make up for the losses that they will have toward the end of the year. And bear in mind that one of the mainstays of domestic travel had been international travel. You know, Delta was probably making a very small amount or breaking even on flights from Atlanta to Des Moines. But making real money on flights from Atlanta to Shanghai, Atlanta to Africa, the international market has fallen off dramatically. So you no longer have the cross-subsidy of overseas flights picking up the slack from domestic flights. Delta alone was looking at a $250 million hit to revenues in the third quarter.
Would you have a theory on what it would take for airlines to become profitable? Right. And if you did, if you knew how, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, a very wealthy investor with bad judgment, which I don't think is going to happen, or a return to the 1998-1999 days of an absolute booming economy with the dot-com bubble. I don't think that's going to happen either. Certainly not anytime soon. It's going to be a long, hard slog back toward profitability.
Airline analyst David Field, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.